Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Damascus, Syria. In Syria, Turkey and Russia are reevaluating the next best move for both Russia and Turkey. That's the headline. Ken Timmerman comes to the broadcast table with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
We've been talking about the ongoing conflict there in Syria at the Turkish-Syrian border. They've agreed to some type of a ceasefire there in Idlib. What can you tell us about it?
Well, that's right. And Erdogan made the pilgrimage to Moscow to work out this agreement. And in theory, they're conducting joint Russian-Turkish military patrols to ensure that the ceasefire holds. There have been violations, but it does seem to be holding. And that's because it's in both countries' best interests. The Russians don't want an all-out shooting war with Turkey, and the Turks don't really want to get into a big conflict with Syria. So the ceasefire does serve every party's interest for the time.
Well, I would imagine, and there was a headline, can Turkey defeat Russia's army in Syria? The best alternative was a ceasefire.
I think you're right about that. But again, this cuts both ways. The Russians have their own vulnerabilities in Syria that we don't often pay attention to. For example, they must resupply their troops by sea, and those ships, resupply ships, have to go through the Bosphorus. The Bosphorus, obviously, by Istanbul, controlled by Turkey. The second vulnerability the Russians have is they have a single airbase in Syria. Now, that could be also the target of either the Turks or jihadi groups. It hasn't been so far. So the Russians are not invulnerable. They have a couple of thousand troops on the ground. The Turks have got about 7,000. But remember, Turkey's just next door. So to resupply its troops, it just has to drive trucks across the borders. For the Russians, it's a lot more complicated.
Ken Timmerman explaining why Russia and Turkey decided on a ceasefire in Syria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Ken's report is evidence of how Russia will fulfill the prophecy of Ezekiel found in Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 2. That passage tells of the Gog-Magog war, Gog being the personality, Magog the location, Russia, and how Russia will lead a coalition of Islamic states in an effort to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. The Russian-Turkish conflict in Syria is a precursor for how Russia will take that leadership role. Daniel chapter 11 and verse 40 reveals that Syria, the other player in Ken's report, will make the first move of the coalition to attack the Jewish state. This prophetic stage is being set so that Bible prophecy can be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...